Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I wait till about 2 minutes after the hour so that you can get an idea of how representative we are and how personal we are, so you can hear the voices and realize that we are a representative prayer group going up to God. Last week, we had 49 states, everyone except Vermont. And today, I've just got an unofficial little tally sheet here that I like to keep, and I'm missing only Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont. When I go to the noon prayer, they will hand me the official computerized report on, it tells us how many were in each state, and I'm just thrilled. Last week, we had, I think, about 900 people. Oh, how wonderful that is. And, of course, we have our Canadians. Those of you who are stationed, we're all citizens of heaven, but some of you are stationed in Canada and other countries, and we welcome you on here. Bless the Lord. We have some prayer requests today that came to us. They came, and I'm going to get my telephone out here. The Bible tells us to, first of all, pray for those who are in authority. And so by way of... Lynn Hammond, she sent me this yesterday at 7 p.m. Billy, I just got word from Paula White that the networks are airing live the impeachment hearings, trying to change voters from voting for Trump. They are asking, the White House is asking for major prayer everywhere to stop this craziness. I guess it would be the White House. She said they, and of course it was Paula White that contacted her. And so I said to Lynn, we have the 8 a.m. call, we have the noon prayer, and we will take this. Folks, this is a prayer call for Israel. But I can tell you that no president has done for Israel what this president has done. And so in lifting him up, we are lifting up this policy toward the blessing of Israel that, of course, gives our nation blessing. And by that, you from other countries, the world is blessed through when Israel is blessed. It says that in Genesis 12:3, I've been teaching this in my 3BI class, it says literally, the nation shall bless themselves by Israel. That means it's up to you. It's up to the nation whether or not they know blessings, if they bless Israel. Now, I took this off of Fox News. In a pillared House chamber at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, in the shadow of the 2020 presidential and congressional elections, House Democrats are set to host the first public hearing involving the potential impeachment of a president since November 19, 1998, and they insist they aren't happy about it. However, behind the scenes, House Democrats were predicting a, quote, phenomenal week, Fox News is told. At the same time, Republicans have been preparing a methodical and vigorous cross-examination of Democrats' witnesses, whose accounts of President Trump's alleged wrongdoing have been based largely on hearsay and intuition. You know, everyone knows that they can't put through an impeachment with this Senate, the Senate that we have now. But I see here another motive that was pointed out by Paula White. It's to get the voters to vote against him in the 2020 election. And so it is written that, first of all, we are to pray for those in authority. And we're going to pray right now for the President of the United States. We're going to pray for this country to remain and keep people in office who will bless Israel. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we come to you. We come straight to the throne room where we are welcome, because when we come in the name of Jesus, we come in the name above all names, and we are received there by you. Oh, Holy Father, we know it's your will that we bless Israel. We know that's your will. And so, Father, we have to believe that we have the petitions that we ask of you. We ask you to keep in favor with the voters of America the administration that will bless Israel, thereby bringing blessings to the United States and also to the world. O Holy Father, Ishonte Himakala, the media, O Brasata da Bacahu, Vrende Mishatolo Dobre Calatino, Isalo Brati Frotanche de Kumbali Pane. We're asking you to be there. We're asking you, Holy Father, we're asking you through the Spirit of the Living God and through angels across Anlo Mahalambra, all this broad and wide country. We're asking you to speak to men's hearts. We're asking you to reveal, oh Father, there is no way that we would even think that politics is clean on either side. But Holy Father, we ask you in the name above all names. We repent of those dirty things. We repent, Holy Father, we all on this line, we don't like them. And we're representative of many, 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 many people who want godliness and right and truth to prevail. So we ask you, Father, to look past the sins of this country and to receive whatever degree of repentance we can offer for them. And we ask you, Lord, to keep us in a position of blessing Israel. Now, Father, we're going to ask you for utterance as we pray in the Spirit concerning this matter. I braso te leva balatinho no cobre. Istiano vrapiti santo. Ishano mica la pali popala niniendo. In vristio ora macahali non yambe. I vritishote in tande de gohbapi. In sunyoto no gohbrate le coffate de gohbalashi. Kire mahala barati shanto rugo vreta rugo hoshete de kahala barati shanto. Ishide bakara kandiendo rugo vreta de kahala barata shante de makale. Ito prete de kanga. Oh, Father, receive glory, Lord. Receive glory, we pray, in the name above all names. Speak, Holy Spirit. Convey the will of the Father through lips of men and women. And we are asking you to confuse liars. Confuse them and trap them in the name above all names. We have another prayer request. And this one comes, and I'm going to have to get it up on my phone again. Hold on just a minute. In your hearts there, just be praising the Lord. As I have to look this up. Hold on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had it not long ago, and I'll get it back. Just be praying in the Spirit there. And I'll get it. It's from the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, which is a group that I've been asked to be a part of. And we meet every year in Israel on the date, on the anniversary date of when they got back. There, here we go. I'm going to get it now. All right, now I'm going to just read to you the string of how it came to me. I got, many years ago, when it was Iron Curtain days, I was going behind the Iron Curtain, going into Soviet Russia with Jim Caseman. We went every year, and for all the years from 1980 till 1991 when the wall fell, and early on we went to Estonia, and there in Estonia, a young Jewish man who had just received the Lord, was my interpreter, and that was Albert Wexler. Now, go back some years, 5-6 years ago, I'm at Christians United for Israel, and I'm on an escalator, and across the, I'm going up, he's going down, and he sees me, and he says, Billy Brim, and we meet, and he said, I'm Albert Wechsler, and I translated for you all those many years ago, and we're forming a new group in the auspices, under the auspices of the government, with Robert Ilyatov. Robert Ilyatov, I-L-L-I-T-O-V. And he is a minister with portfolio, a member of the parliament. And we are organizing a prayer group of Christians and Jews from around the world to pray together every year in Jerusalem at in June, on the anniversary of the Six-Day War victory. And so he asked me if I would be a member of the advisory board. And so he is on the main board, as is Michelle Bachman and Robert Ilyatov. Now, I got this just a couple of days ago. I got it on Monday. Dear Billy Brim, Shalom, a request for prayer. On October, I received the following word from Chuck Pierce. Now, I'm not going to read that whole word to you, but it says that he's going to be at the center of something involving the government. Amazingly, as I met with Robert Ilyatov, I guess it's I-L-A-T-O-V, yesterday, he shared that after meeting with the Prime Minister Netanyahu, he realized that he is the very center of the possible coalition making. All it takes is that there would be some reconciliation between Netanyahu and Lieberman. Robert said that he felt that ice was melting on Lieberman's side, as Lieberman had sent people to Robert to measure the temperature within the Likud. All it takes to build the coalition is that Lieberman would join forces with Netanyahu, and they'd have a 63-mandate majority in the Knesset. Please pray. So I go back to him. This is my message to him. Shalom, dear friend. We will pray, and we will organize our prayer network to pray. We have been praying, of course. Is there an exact way you would like us to pray, something specific? Then he comes back to him, to me. Please pray that Robert would succeed to bring reconciliation between Netanyahu and Lieberman. Robert, I go back to him. I have a prayer call for Israel every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. Last week we had 900 on the call from 49 states and 5 countries. Is it all right to mention this by name on the call? Sure, you can be quite open about it. It's a prayer for reconciliation between Netanyahu and Lieberman. Now, folks, personally, I have trouble with Lieberman. They call him the kingmaker because he has only 7 seats. I think it's 7 he ended up with. And today's Jerusalem Post, he is really criticizing Netanyahu, Lieberman's meeting with President Rivlin. But I trust Robert. And I trust Albert, and they are convinced that the best thing for Israel is Netanyahu. And if Lieberman brings his votes there, that would assure it. So, to tell you the real truth about it, I'm going to ask you to pray the way you feel in your heart. And I'm going to pray in the Spirit. So here we go. Heavenly Father, we just do thank you for Albert Wechsler. And we just do thank you for Robert Ilyatov. And we know how they love their country. And we know how convinced they are that Netanyahu should be the Prime Minister. And really, Father, I am too. Oh, Holy Father, I lift up my voice now, and I'm asking you to take my tongues and to mold them the way you want them molded to pray about this matter. You give us the utterance, please. holy and wonderful and magnificent Father. Ishote le mahalabara toshende le kumbrate le dobre kalakalati. Oh, Father, I know halabara tishkora ma kalakadinyenye bruito shende le vubapa. Isoto dodo shanto le kumbre kelekato pre kalakatanche. Shede kohubrate, shede ho da kapala kola malito lo dobre tanyo no kofre tashe. Pashonye ke de balo dovre balakahalamito non yon bongong gayangong. Uvrong de jang do mingangura mastin yon go palyang du malinyo. O pagliato fre mascete dingallote maraningo shandava e non eva ignoberia sola mi tognon galle baccallon delle ma usci di mangalito la la luparanaca onde le mascio te fra te fra te fra ni isce de bandio isce de bandio isce de bando ca fra ni mistura paia mistura paia mistura paia non ya fi. Oh Father, thank you. We do just praise you for being able to pray in tongues. We praise you for it, Father. We give you glory for it, and our hearts can be assured that we have prayed according to the will of God. Lord, it seems to me that the men who stand at the heads of these two governments are under satanic attack. And so now, Father, in the name above all names, together we say, from our habitational seats of authority at the Father's right hand, and based on our living all across this country, we do take the blood of Jesus, and we do say to you, evil spirits in the heavenlies that would work down through those hearings, in the name above all names, we plead the blood against you. We bind you, and it is written, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Heaven backs us up, and we do stay up to say, and I believe authoritatively we have the right to do so, because we're from across this country. We're from, it looks like, just about every state in this United States backed up. And speaking from our seats, we do say, cease and desist in the heavenlies. Over that hearing room, over that city. We paralyze you because he paralyzed you. And we are speaking from our seats on the earth and our seats at the Father's right hand. Cease and desist in your maneuvers this day. Now, folks, we won't be on a call together tomorrow, but we're bound and we're united. So let's do the same thing tomorrow. From our seats of authority, let us speak to those heavens in Washington, D.C. Bless the Lord. Now, I know you've been hearing about what's happening in Israel. And, of course, we've got a lady on the phone here from Jerusalem, so she knows firsthand. This is from Magen David Adom, the same thing like our Red Cross, but it's the Red Magen David. And this is their article this morning. Following the killing of a Palestinian Islamic Jihad organization terrorist planning imminent attacks against civilians, Israel has been under continual rocket attacks since early Tuesday. From the southern border communities all the way north to the Tel Aviv area, Islamic Jihad has vowed to escalate the violence. All schools and most businesses from Tel Aviv to the south have been ordered closed, and Israelis have spent much of the day racing to bomb shelters. Magandavida Dome EMTs who train continually for these types of scenarios have treated dozens of people, including two men injured by shrapnel and an 8-year-old girl in Halone who went into cardiac arrest while rushing to a bomb shelter. She was resuscitated by MDA paramedics using electric shocks and chest compressions and is listed in critical but stable condition. Lord, we lift up that little girl. The Jerusalem Post reports more than 100 rockets were fired into Israel since Wednesday morning. That's today. Of course, in Israel, it's evening there. But since the morning of this day, this brings the total number since fighting broke out Tuesday to 350 rockets. Iron Dome missile defense interceptors were fired toward the rockets from Gaza. I heard that there were a big number. I've forgotten. I don't want to report wrong to you. But it was a large number of Iron Dome missile defense interceptors that had taken out some of these rockets. Now, Shelley and I, when we were there on one of our trips, we went to where and talked to the girls. It's women who do it. Who react and press the button to send up an Iron Dome missile. And they don't send them up unless it looks like, and they can tell the trajectory and they have to work fast, it's going to hit a populated area. So if they see it's going to hit where it's populated, they send up an Iron Dome. An Iron Dome missile cost $100,000. The rockets that are being sent up by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad don't cost that much, even their most sophisticated ones. So one thing they can do in barraging Israel is hit them economically. Reading on, the rocket fire came after 6 hours of relative calm where no rockets were fired, the rocket fire this morning, but they said it was only because the Islamic Jihad was regrouping. Defense Minister Naftali Bennett said Wednesday morning that Al-Attah, who is the Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist leader that they assassinated, Israel assassinated. So the Defense Minister of Israel said that Al-Attah was an architect of terror belonging to Islamic Jihad who worked against Israeli citizens. Bennett warned that Israel assassinated him yesterday and, quote, will not hesitate to act again in the future. This morning we send a clear message to all our enemies in all decrees. Whoever plans to hurt us during the day will never survive the night, end quote. Al-Attah was described by the IDF chief of staff as the man, quote, who undermined the quiet in southern Israel and who acted in every way to sabotage attempts for calm with Hamas. He was a living, ticking bomb and up until today worked and planned attacks. He was responsible for the majority of attacks that took place over the past year. Now, from a Jerusalem Post editorial, I learned something. Hamas is one terrorist organization who has control and through an election, which Bush said they had to have, elected Hamas, a terrorist group, to run Gaza. Things in Gaza are horrid. It's horrid for the people. They've taken all the money and put it into weaponry, and the people there are in terrible situations. Now, I learned from reading this Jerusalem Post editorial that the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, is at odds with Hamas. And Hamas is not there. They're holding to the ceasefire. They're not in on this yet. So here is a Jerusalem Post editorial today. Hamas wants to preserve the ceasefire and understandings with Israel so as to remain in power. PIJ, on the other hand, wants to continue launching terror attacks against Israel for two reasons. First, to appease their patrons in Tehran. That's the capital of Iran. And secondly, to score points on the Palestinian street by showing that, unlike Hamas, they are not prepared to make any concessions to the, quote, Zionist enemy. PIJ is hoping that even if it suffers major military losses, it will nevertheless make political and popular gains from a confrontation with Israel. PIJ sees itself as the natural replacement for Hamas if and when the latter's rule over the Gaza Strip ends. A mini war with Israel, PIJ believes, will further strengthen its standing among Palestinians. So, what do we learn from this? For sure, there's confusion in the enemy camp. PIJ is against Hamas. Now, both of them are funded by Iran, who wants to keep Israel on its southern border under constant attack, while on the northern border, the happenings in Syria would divide Israel's interest. So, Father, in the name above all names, we pray for protection of life. We pray for protection of life in Israel, in Sderot, in Ashkelon, in all these places, Lord, even gone up into Tel Aviv now. Lord, oh Father, the Hebrew name for the Iron Dome is the Iron Kippah, the kippah that they wear to show that they are under the protection of God. Dear Shomer of Israel, who never sleeps, we thank you for every time you've guarded this little country, every protective move for it. And Father, we do pray now. We lift up our voices. We're praying. We give you no silence until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And we know that's your will, and you told us not to give you any silence, and we're giving you no silence. Here we are from across America giving you no silence, Lord. We know you're at work. And we, Holy Father, we want to answer that call of Moses when he drew a line and said, who is on the Lord's side? We are on your side, Father, and we know you are on the side of Israel. Israel's enemies are your enemies. Enemies of your will, your revealed will and your word. And so we stand lifting up to you. We are the Lord's remembrancers. And we are lifting up to you what you told us to do, your promises to Israel. Oh, dearest Father, thank you for this prayer group. And I pray this prayer group will meet in holy convocation, even though we're not on a call all this week. But we'll still be lifting these things up. And I would invite you to join us at noon prayer. Today, I will be at noon prayer, and we will be praying for these things and other things. And then Sunday at 3, if you can, join us here at Prayer Mountain. If not, we're online. And it's our third Sunday healing and miracle service. We believe it's time for miracles. And I'm going to do the service myself, and we're going to follow that pattern of Sister Woodworth Etter, who knew so many miracles. I'm going to give just a short little lesson, then we're going to praise God, and we're going to worship until, the old-timers would say, the power falls. We mean that it would come in great manifestation, and healings and miracles would be done because of Jesus and what he did on the cross, that they would come into people's lives and be manifest to bring him glory. I love you.
I thank God for you. And until we meet again, shalom, shalom.